Welcome to this ICMA Sustainable Communities podcast. ICMA is the premier local government leadership and management organization. The ICMA Sustainable Communities Initiative strengthens local government's capacity to meet their sustainability goals. For more information, visit icma.org.
Hi, I am Danielle Goodwin with ICMA's Center for Sustainable Communities, and today I'm talking with Tom Webb, an Environmental Initiatives Program Manager with Lexington Fayette County. I want to thank you, first off, for joining me today. So today I would like to discuss with you some of the energy efficiency initiatives and programs Lexington Fayette County is doing and has done over the past few years, especially relating to Energy Star. And for those who are unfamiliar with Energy Star, just briefly, it's a joint program of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, and the U.S. Department of Energy, DOE, helping everyone save money, mainly residents, businesses, governmental agencies, and protect the environment through energy-efficient products and practices. Tom, could you first tell us a little bit about your position within the county and what exactly you do?
Sure. For my part, I've been in the environmental field for a little bit over 25 years now. I hate to sometimes think about that, but I guess I'm getting old. But I spent about the last 18 years working for the City of Lexington on environmental issues. And I spent a lot of that time initially working on environmental compliance issues, but a lot of my more recent personal efforts have been spent on greening up government and minimizing waste, and be it energy. But now I actually manage the environmental initiative section in the Division of Environmental Policy. It's a relatively new division. It's just been around a few years. We had a reorganization a couple years ago. Most people would probably think of our section as a sustainability office of sorts. We're probably the closest thing the government has to a sustainability office. And it's probably a pretty apt description. We're a small group. We have three folks within our section. We work closely together. We work on voluntary initiatives, such as developing no idling policies, becoming more energy efficient, those type of initiatives, so it's not compliance driven. And like I said, we have three people, but we seem to get a lot done. There's a lot of passion within the section and also within the larger division and department to do what we can to protect the environment, and we have some good folks who are fortunate in that respect.
I know that James Bush is the energy manager for the county. I believe it's a new position or semi-recent position.
Yeah, and let me go into just a little bit of detail on that, because it's actually, from my perspective, a fairly interesting situation. Within Kentucky, we have some of the lowest electricity prices in the nation. That's historically been the case. Earlier on, that probably contributed to our organization being a little bit complacent, the low electricity prices did. And I think it was really pretty much the same across the state for most organizations. So we were a little bit complacent. But around about 2003, we started to improve our approach on energy. We set up an energy management team, which I chaired. We set up an energy policy, an internal energy policy. And we were kind of tackling some of the softer issues, such as employee education. We set up an internal energy award to recognize divisions that did the most to save energy. We gave out wallet cards every Christmas with holidays on them, with energy efficiency tips on them, energy savings tips. So we were trying to come at it from the public education perspective originally. And a lot of that was due just to the fact we had very limited funds. But we had some good results based on the amount of resources that we had, and that helped us a lot. But the real watershed moment was when we were able to bring James on board as our energy manager, and that was in 2009. We were fortunate in hiring James from my perspective. I worked closely with him, and he's a very capable individual. So we were very fortunate to get him. There's probably not a day that doesn't go by that I don't say thanks for that.
Additionally, I know that the county is involved with Energy Star specifically. So when did the county first get involved with Energy Star?
Well, with Energy Star itself, we actually became Energy Star partner in 2002. So we've actually been with Energy Star not quite 12 or 10 years now. So we've had fairly long history with Energy Star. And I think early on we were looking for ways to become more energy efficient without spending a large amount of resources. And that was one of the tools that we latched on to pretty early.
I believe you guys have also taken the Energy Star Challenge, and obviously you guys are Energy Star partners. What does this mean to have this partnership with Energy Star in terms of energy and also saving money? I mean, is there some sort of value with that? Do you guys go on their website or use their resources or anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have. You know, for us, the benefits are fairly significant. At least we believe they are. The brand's well known, and it's well received by the public and employees. So it's positive press for us just out of the gate. It gets you some positive press. The one of the other things it's done for us is that we have a written purchasing policy now requiring we buy Energy Star equipment and appliances and if they're available. So we're buying LED bulbs for our parks and recreation, for their scoreboards, the traffic signals. So anything that's Energy Star product that's out there, we actually make it a mandate that the divisions buy that. So it was an easy way for us to go about that. Instead of trying to evaluate all these products on our own, we could just use that as a de facto requirement. We have used Energy Star tools to benchmark some of our buildings, especially earlier on, used exit sign calculators and some of the other calculators to calculate potential savings, some more energy efficient fixtures. It's been a good partnership for us, and we, the approach that Energy Star promotes in regards to building management. We have additional resources now in addition to the Energy Star program, but especially the same approach no matter where you are in the process. So the actual approach itself to building management has been useful for us too.
But we'll kind of get into some of the programs and the initiatives. I know you've mentioned a couple of them already, but in 2009, you guys were awarded about $2.7 million in what is called the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant. So I was just wondering if you could go into some of the details of what programs and initiatives briefly that you guys have done, whether it be Energy Star or just any energy efficiency initiatives and programs that you guys have done thus far.
Sure, I'd be happy to. When we developed our block grant application and our energy efficiency and conservation strategy for the community, we took a two-pronged approach. We wanted to spend some of the resources on our own facilities because we're, like most governments, we have a lot of older buildings. So we wanted to use some of the funds to help get the resources in place and the tools to help us better manage our own energy use and to make some upgrades. But we also wanted to help the community become more energy efficient. We have the effort for our own buildings called Lead by Example, and then the effort for the community we called Empower Lexington, because that was what we were trying to do at the time. Probably the most direct Energy Star linkages in that application were the fact that we said we would take the Energy Star Challenge and that we used the portfolio manager to benchmark some of our buildings earlier on in our application. So they're probably the most direct linkages to Energy Star in that particular application.
What other energy efficiency programs, other than Energy Star? I know when I did your report, I was looking at a lot of other things that you guys have done internally and externally. I found it quite amazing as to the outreach and the partnerships that you guys have formed to promote energy efficiency. Could you talk about some of the external things that you guys have done, whether it be Energy Star or any energy efficiency program?
The external ones? Sure.
Yeah.
We've got a lot, a fair amount of work that we're doing with the block grant dollars themselves. We have as an example, we have created a position of a community energy advisor. We've actually hired a nonprofit to do that for us for the three-year block grant period, which has been real helpful for us on the external side of the house because they're acting as kind of the conduit for the utilities and for to make people aware of the rebates that are out there, the tax incentives, just kind of bringing resources, point of contact for all the resources. They're working with churches, other nonprofits, businesses, schools. So they're doing externally what we're trying to do internally through the block grant resources. We're giving out $39,000 worth of LED exit sign retrofit kits to nonprofits, which doesn't sound like much, but when you do the math, it's a pretty significant thing. We have another block grant program that we're doing called Energizing the Arts. We had a competitive grant to process public arts facilities to become more energy efficient, to make some energy improvements, get free detailed energy audits. So we're got a lot of things, a lot of irons in the fire with the community right now to try to make us all more energy aware of the opportunities that are out there.
So kind of going off of the Empower Lexington plan, I know that currently you guys have Empower Lexington plan going on. Could you just go into detail a little bit about how that plan is working out? I know last time I checked it was kind of in the revision stage where you guys had public comments, but could you just go into what that actual plan is?
Sure. We actually are participating in the Cities for Climate Protection program. Our urban and county government, our council decided in February 08 that they wanted to participate in that program, and they passed a resolution, and we've been trying to shepherd that out of this office to make that happen. So we set up a group of stakeholders. They've been meeting since July of 09. It's a very diverse group, everybody from business interest, environmental interest, to University of Kentucky, Fayette County Public Schools, City of Lexington, carbon consultants. It's a very diverse group, and it's taken about 2.5 years to come up with a what I would consider a good plan to make us a more energy efficient and sustainable community. So that where we are in the process right now is plan's been out to public comment. We basically have met subsequent to the public comment period ending, and we'll hopefully be making the final revisions to the plan in January, and maybe hopefully take it to council in February, March time frame to get the council to consider the plan. But it's really a blueprint for our community. You know, we've kind of gotten a black eye several years ago through the Brookings Institute report that said we had the highest carbon footprint in the metro of 100 metro areas studied. But when we did our own emissions inventory using CACP software, ICLEI's climate software, we were pleased to discover we weren't really as bad as what was actually visioned originally. So, but the Empower plan really, it's created a lot of partnerships. We've had a lot of dialogue now on, for the first time probably, on, you know, our sources of energy, how we use it, why we use it, can we do better. So it's really a great thing for the community as we move forward.
So just kind of wrapping it up, what challenges have you encountered thus far, and how do you get over these challenges? I know that you mentioned earlier that having lower cost of electricity and all of that kind of factors into it. So could you just briefly speak about what challenges you've had thus far and how you might be able to overcome that?
Sure. Somewhat twofold. On the government side of the house, we have, you know, as an institution, we have our own challenges, and let me speak to those first. We've got a lot of older building stock, and we have, of course, limited resources like everybody else in the country now. But it can make it difficult to focus on energy efficiency. We pay our utility bills from one central location, which is very efficient from an accounting perspective and from a perspective of keeping the lights on, but it creates a disconnect between the end user and how much energy they're using because they're not paying the bills anymore. So that's kind of an obstacle that we're working around, is to educate the various divisions on how much energy they actually use, and for them to hopefully see it as a line item in their budget. You know, this is costing us money as a government, so it's less money that we can use for other things. So we're trying to build awareness, and Energy Cap software, which we've gotten through the block grant, is helping with that. We have probably 1,000 utility accounts, so just the sheer volume of accounts can be somewhat overwhelming. Again, the benchmarking and tracking software we have now is helping with that. We're trying to create a feedback loop, and I think that we're getting successful, getting more success in that area now than we had until the last few years. People just weren't really aware what they were using. And we have to be more creative in how we fund projects, do the downturn in the economy. We've got limited staffing, just like everybody else. So you end up putting Band-Aids on things a lot of times instead of being as proactive as you'd like to be. But for the government, we're looking at innovative financing models. We've established an energy improvement fund recently that energy savings from projects for future energy projects. So that'll be a big deal. We're in the process of setting that mechanism up now. And then the point you made about the low cost of energy in Kentucky, we probably have the fourth lowest electricity rates in the country, which makes you complacent somewhat, or has a tendency to make you complacent. So we're always fighting that battle. It tends to make it harder to perform your energy retrofits as far as your payback times. It extends your payback times more than what you like. So it's a double-edged sword. You like the cheap rates, but it makes it harder to become more energy efficient. And the community has a lot of the same challenges. I mean, as an example, we probably have the sixth highest, I believe it was the last number I saw, use for residential electricity use in the country. Even though we have very low rates, the actual cost to the public or to the average resident, it's fairly high. And so, we're trying to overcome those hurdles, and that's one of the things about the Empower Lexington Plan. We're trying to educate folks on the fact you can take steps to reduce your energy. You don't just have to write a check for your bill when you get it. You'll be held somewhat captive to that. You can actually take steps to reduce your bills.
I want to thank you for doing this interview. If any of the audience members listening to this has any questions, who could they contact through email?
I would say if you have a question about one of the community projects, contact me, tomw@lexingtonky.gov. That's all lowercase. And then if you have any questions specifically specific to energy use, James is probably your better point of contact there, and it's jbush@lexingtonky.gov.
So I want to thank you again very much for joining me today. If you want to read more about the Lexington Fayette County and their energy efficiency initiatives and programs, please check out January 2012 edition of PM Plus. You can find the article by going to icma.org/press. And I hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday.
This has been an ICMA Sustainable Communities podcast. For more information about ICMA's Sustainable Communities Initiative, visit icma.org.